La vérité éclate toujours, chapitre 1, Language Study 4. James has arrived in Paris. He has experienced the métro in all its beauty and lack thereof. And he's now coming out of the métro. So let's get straight back into the text.
Quel plaisir de sortir de la bouche du métro et de revoir l'avenue Mozart.
So what a pleasure to come out of the mouth of the métro and to see l'avenue Mozart again.
En fait, c'était réconfortant quelque part de s'apercevoir que, contrairement à d'autres choses, le quartier n'avait pas pris une seule ride.
I like this. So in fact, it was comforting somehow to notice that in contradiction to other things, but unlike is better. Le quartier n'avait pas pris une seule ride.
Yeah.
So the quartier, the area, had not taken on a single wrinkle,
yeah,
if you like.
Which means that?
So it was just the same as it always was. It hadn't got any older.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Prendre des rides, ne pas prendre une seule ride.
And so you can, could you talk about a person in that way?
Yeah, but you would always say, oh, tu n'as pas changé, tu n'as pas pris une seule ride. You're not going to go to someone and say, oh, t'as pris des rides, toi. No. So again, watch the way you use it. You know, and a negative is much better just to compliment, to say how young and full of energy someone looks.
Or a place.
As it is here.
Yeah, good. Okay, so let's hear the next part.
Après quelques minutes, il arriva donc au domicile de Max, rue de Franqueville.
So after a few minutes, he arrived, therefore, at Max's house in the rue de Franqueville.
Très bien. OK. La rue de Franqueville, c'est là où j'habitais, Marc.
Ah tiens!
C'est pour ça. Je fais quand même, c'est pour ça que je l'ai utilisé.
OK.
La plaque portant le numéro 4 était identique à celle dont il se souvenait.
OK, la plaque, we have the same word in English.
Yeah.
It tends to be used, though, when it's more like a commemorative thing. So
yes.
Here lived Pierre-Benoît Hériot. I don't think. Yeah. Is there a plaque in the rue Franqueville?
That sounds a wee bit sad. No, there's no plaque about myself, about me living in the rue Franqueville, no. But you're right, Mark. I think in English you say just a house number.
A house number, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the thing on which the house number was written, which carried the number 4, was identical to the one of which he remembered. So remember, it's se souvenir de quelque chose. So here we've got dont, because it's the of which. À celle dont il se souvenait. So the one which he remembered.
Et probablement la même d'ailleurs.
And probably the same one besides.
Car déjà à l'époque, elle était toute rouillée et aurait bien mérité un petit coup de pinceau.
Right, okay, this is nice. There's some lovely verbs in here. Car déjà à l'époque, because already at the time, when he's thinking back to when he used to be here, elle était toute rouillée.
Yeah, lovely word, la rouille, yeah.
So it was all rusted.
Rusty, yeah.
Yeah. Et aurait bien mérité, and would have well deserved.
Yeah.
So it could well have used un petit coup de pinceau, a little...
Touch up, brush up.
Of the paintbrush. Le pinceau is a paintbrush. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've had sketching and paintbrushes in this episode.
Hey, nous sommes des artistes.
Tout à fait.
Par contre, l'interphone était nouveau, mais soit il ne fonctionnait pas, soit Max n'était pas chez lui.
On the other hand, the interphone, the intercom, I think we say, was new, but either it wasn't working or Max was not at home.
Soit, lovely, yep. Lovely expression there.
Car personne ne répondait, because no one was answering.
Cela étonna James que Max ne réponde pas.
Okay, I'm glad you stopped there because there's lots to say about this. Cela étonna James, étonner quelqu'un, to astonish someone, to surprise someone.
To stun,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And here it is, well, it's obviously direct. Cela étonna James que Max ne réponde pas.
Lovely subjunctive.
That verb there, it's a present verb. It surprised James that Max didn't respond. But the reason it's present here and it's present subjunctive is because étonner quelqu'un que quelque chose soit le cas.
Yeah.
Okay? So cela étonna James que Max ne réponde pas.
Car il lui avait bien dit au téléphone qu'il ne bougerait surtout pas.
Because he had indeed told him on the phone that he would not move a step.
Et qu'il attendrait son arrivée en fin de matinée.
And that he would wait for James's arrival en fin de matinée, at the end of the morning.
Afin qu'ils puissent aller déjeuner ensemble à la muette.
so that they could go and have lunch together at La Muette.
That's it.
So we've got afin que plus subjunctive there. We've got cela étonna James que plus a subjunctive there.
So we've got two lovely subjunctives, Mark. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. James sortit son portable de sa poche, appela Max, mais personne ne répondit.
So James took his mobile phone, his cell phone, out of his pocket. He called Max, but no one responded. No one answered. Répondre, the verb to reply. And remember that accent there. Otherwise, it means to lay an egg again.
Oui, c'est vrai.
We're talking about serious things here. We need to get back into the drama.
Oui, oui, oui. Il attendit une bonne vingtaine de minutes à rester planté là.
So he waited a good 20 minutes. Resté planté là. So he was staying there without moving. He was as if almost like a plant.
He was like a plant, a plant pot. You're not moving, you know, it's just doing nothing.
Yep.
Ne sachant ni quoi faire, ni qui appeler.
Okay, so ne sachant is nice. That's from savoir, mm-hmm. and it's an irregular gerund form. So sachant, not knowing, neither what to do nor whom to call.
Yeah, lovely. So we had earlier soit and soit, yep. and now we've got ni. Lovely. Et surtout, commençant à se poser des questions et à s'inquiéter, car Max n'était pas du tout du genre à ne pas répondre.
So, and above all, beginning to start asking himself questions and worrying about Max.
Yes.
Because Max was not at all the type of person not to respond, not to reply.
Yeah, we had s'inquiéter, and I think we've seen before, se tracasser.
Yep, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Se faire du souci, se faire du mouron. Mm-hmm. Lovely expressions.
So let's go back to the ne sachant ni quoi faire and commençant. These are two gerunds, and they are sort of relying on the attendre.
Yeah.
Il attendit, so he waited, not knowing what to do, and starting to ask himself questions or wonder and to worry about Max.
Car Max n'était pas du tout du genre à ne pas répondre.
Because Max was not at all the type of person not to reply.
À ne pas tenir ses engagements.
Not to uphold his engagements, to go through with plans.
Ou à ne donner aucun signe de vie.
So, à ne donner aucun signe de vie. So, we've got a negative here. We've had two negatives so far. Ne pas répondre, ne pas tenir ses engagements. And here, ne donner aucun signe de vie.
We couldn't use ne pas because of aucun. So, the pas disappears because aucun already has this kind of semi-negation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, à ne donner aucun signe de vie, at not giving a single sign of life. Give us another example of ne aucun or aucune.
Cette année, Marc, je n'ai pris aucune vacance.
Okay, right. Vacances is normally plural.
Yeah, and that's the point. That's why I chose this example, Marc. I can see you're maybe kind of a...
right, I see where you're going, because aucune, we've got aucun, aucune in the singular.
I think for our listeners here, okay, this is a mistake that French people make, and you love that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, we all love that. And we think aucun is invariable, doesn't change. But if you can say aucune, use the feminine, then obviously there's something not right here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can put the feminine, you can also use it as singular and
plural. So you can have.
And when you use vacances, that's hence why I chose this example, Mark.
Feminine plural, yep.
You can say, j'ai pris une vacance.
Yep.
J'ai pris des vacances.
Des vacances.
Therefore, aucune will be spelled. On you go, Mark.
A-U-C-U-N-E-S.
Très bien.
Even though it's in its very nature not plural because it's okay. Zero.
Yeah.
It's none.
But because it's agreeing with a noun that only exists in a plural form in that context, I'll give you another one. L'année dernière, je n'ai fait aucun frais dans ma maison. Now, on ne peut pas dire un frais. When you talk about faire des frais, it's to splash money, to spend money into something.
So in this case, on the house. So making...
I didn't spend any money on the house. I didn't have to.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. But how would you spell aucun frais, knowing that frais is plural?
Plural. Well, it would be aucun, A-U-C-U-N-S.
And that is really strange. Even when you look at it, you say, no way. No, it is correct.
But you could also use this in the singular. So,
of course.
Je n'ai aucun livre en français.
Because you can say un livre, so that's fine.
Yep.
As long as you use a noun that can be used in a singular form, in the singular form, then aucun does not agree. Or it goes aucune if the noun you're using is feminine. But as long as you all understand the way it works now, it is not invariable.
Okay. So our final sentence of the chapter.
Quelque chose ne collait vraiment pas.
So coller is the verb to stick.
To stick, but it's a lovely expression when you say ça colle, mm-hmm. ça ne colle pas. It's not adding up together. It's not. It's not. It doesn't fit in. It's something wrong.
Something wasn't right. Something wasn't right. Adding up.
Yeah.
Quelque chose ne collait vraiment pas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Well, we are going to go back through this final section of the text now. So, Pierre Benoît, take it away.
Quel plaisir de sortir de la bouche du métro et de revoir l'avenue Mozart. En fait, c'était réconfortant quelque part de s'apercevoir que, contrairement à d'autres choses, le quartier n'avait pas pris une seule ride. Après quelques minutes, il arriva donc au domicile de Max, rue de Franqueville. La plaque portant le numéro 4 était identique à celle dont il se souvenait, et probablement la même d'ailleurs, car déjà à l'époque, elle était toute rouillée et aurait bien mérité un petit coup de pinceau. Par contre, l'interphone était nouveau, mais soit il ne fonctionnait pas, soit Max n'était pas chez lui, car personne ne répondait. Cela étonna James que Max ne réponde pas, car il lui avait bien dit au téléphone qu'il ne bougerait surtout pas et qu'il attendrait son arrivée en fin de matinée afin qu'ils puissent aller déjeuner ensemble à la muette. James sortit son portable de sa poche, appela Max, mais personne ne répondit. Il attendit une bonne vingtaine de minutes à rester planté là, ne sachant ni quoi faire, ni qui appeler, et surtout commençant à se poser des questions et à s'inquiéter, car Max n'était pas du tout du genre à ne pas répondre, à ne pas tenir ses engagements ou à ne donner aucun signe de vie. Quelque chose ne collait vraiment pas.
Okay, we've now gone through the whole of chapter one of our story, and we hope that you now are familiar with this language, that you're understanding. Obviously, there will be many aspects of this that you might not get quite right first time round, but what we would suggest that you do now is listen again to the text, listen again to the full chapter, and work through it with the text, and that way you can see the language as you hear it. We're also going to be providing some additional materials to help you take some of these really interesting expressions that you've learned and move forward with them. So you can look forward to that, as we'll be adding that soon to the Coffee Break Academy. But for now, that's it for this chapter. Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Allez, salut!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.